Creepy. Guess what I found? So I was using your computer earlier, and I saw that you forgot to close your tabs. Yep. All of them were left open. I didn't know you had a Reddit account. I went over to close all of them, but the moment I clicked on it, well, let's just say the subreddits you're in are fascinating. I instantly saw a lot of stuff, a lot of captions to be specific. I had no idea you were so naughty and into pegging of all things. Color me surprised. But to be honest, you should have just told me instead of keeping it all to yourself. It is just so cute. It is just so perfect. I do wonder, though, how much do you know about all this stuff? I mean, like, are you sure it's what you really want? Because you probably already know that pegging can be very addicting, yes. But at the same time, there's a lot that goes into it, especially for guys like you. Girls can just kind of get it going. But whenever a guy like you wants to have some behind-the-scenes fun, per se, they need to do a fair bit of pre-prep for things, which goes all the way from cleaning to stretching, you know. That. It is very important that you take care of yourself back there. I mean, we don't want to end up having it hurt, right? Because your little bussy is very vital to you. It's the only way you'll be able to get any gratification from now on, after all. Especially since you were born on the smaller side of the spectrum. Like, size may not be everything, but there is a limit to how small you can be before you just have to be honest with yourself and admit that you're kind of worthless for anything else. But it's okay. Your tiny body can still be a cute decoration, let's put it like that. We can even put an adorable little bow on it to make it even cuter. Don't you agree that it would just look adorable? But coming back to your self-care, I wonder, have you been a good boy and been taking care of your pussy? Have you been cleaning it properly? Stretching it properly? Yes. Good boy, good boy, good boy. I am so proud of you. Now, when it comes to the strap-ons themselves, there's also a few types, like quite a few. So, some might catch your attention, but I have my favorites. The standard one, which most people use, so you're probably familiar with it, is the one where people just put a dildo on a harness. It works well enough for whatever you need, but it's honestly the most boring one out of all of them. If I were to say what its biggest fortitude is, it's the fact that you can kind of switch it between types if you're into that kind of stuff. Nah, I think you know what I mean with types. But some people do tend to be more adventurous when it comes to that. So for that, I definitely do think that it does work best, but for me, it's just not my thing, you know? I do know that some people have it where guys will wear it. And while that can work as well, there are some options that I feel are more entertaining for that. But we'll get to it when we get to it. The main thing about that one is that it's not very enjoyable for the person wearing it. Which I don't really enjoy. But that's where the double-ended ones come in. They don't really need a harness. Some you can wear with, but they mostly don't need it. And their main focus is to allow both people to enjoy themselves. These are my personal favorites. They make things just more special, more connected. Especially because some have even special features that allow the person to control it with a remote. And that can make things very lively in the moment. For the next one, and final one for now, I did kind of suggest it a little bit earlier. And while I did say the double-ended ones were my favorite, the hollow ones, which are these, are extremely fun. Because they kind of share a lot of similarities with double-ended ones. Because you see, they can allow guys like you, or gals with a little extra, to put their friends inside, because as the name suggests, they're hollow inside. Well, mostly. But we'll get to that in a bit. The main thing is that they can allow someone like you to actually be of use. Doesn't that sound great? It would just go over your little friend, almost like a chastity cage. But better. And to what I hinted before, some can even vibrate, which means that if you ever do cave and do a good job, you can be rewarded. But if you do a job to a unsatisfactory degree, you don't get anything. Isn't it fascinating? There are just so many different types. Just a strap on for everyone, you know, for everyone to enjoy. Be you a man, be you a woman, or something in between. In your case, I might think about getting you a hollow one at some point as a reward. Maybe for your birthday. Who knows? But I'm sure it would be very entertaining. Don't you agree? Good boy, good boy, good boy. But for now, though, guess what I bought us? That I went out the store and got a little surprise for us. I'm sure you can guess what it is, right? And then if you can't, you might already be a little too far gone. But even still, I'm sure you wouldn't be against me breaking you, right? just melting your brain a little more. That wouldn't hurt, right? Good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. I'm going to have so much fun with you. So I hope you're ready, baby. Now, get on the bed for me, baby. Now, before moving on to the main show, we gotta make sure your little ass is ready for it. I don't want it to hurt. So I've got some nice lube ready for ya. Very high quality, too. That only the best for my little butt slut. We're gonna make your pussy nice and wet for me. So, bend over like the good little bitch you are and undress for me. I want to see that sexy body of yours. Spread for me like the little slut you are. Good. Your little dick looks so cute dangling like that. Well, your dick may be one of the smallest I've ever seen. It's just cute to see. On the other hand, though, your ass. God. Now that's sexy. And definitely worth of attention. I mean, just look at it. It was meant to get bred and plowed. I'm honestly shocked that, I don't know, I should have suggested the pegging because, God, your ass was meant for it. It's not very surprising that you were into it either, though, to be honest. You knew as well as I that your tiny dick is useless and serves no better purpose than just being there as decoration. Just thinking about how adorable it would look, flopping around uselessly as I fuck you senseless. You'd probably just leak your cum non-stop as I plow you, wouldn't you? What a naughty little whore. God, you're so cute. Just me talking a little bit about it, and you're already wiggling your ass for me. Oh, God, I want to fuck you so bad. I hope you're ready. Because I'm going to start fingering you now. Can you feel it? My cold fingers slowly spreading you wide. Does it feel good? I bet it does. You're already a little loose. You've probably experimented a fair bit on your own, haven't you? How slutty of you. Let's see if you can hold yourself back from coming too quickly. Although, I wouldn't really mind that, to be honest. That I'll be entertained regardless. Plus, I don't just plan on pressing your bitch button again and again. No, I'm going to mash it. And I want to train your cute little prostate to receive pleasure the proper way. Because it has to learn its place as your primary sex organ. Like, we should probably just lock you up in chastity, to be honest. Just as an additional reminder, don't you think? that I don't want you playing with your useless little thing and ruining our precious training. And, speaking of training, guess what I found? Do you like it when I put some pressure here? When I put some pressure on your little bitch button. But it feels good, doesn't it? Aww. Are you already leaking a little bit of cum? Oh my, how cute. It's so clear. You really have no use for that thing, do you? It's okay. Now that I bought this little gift for us, things will be much better between us. Well, calling it little wouldn't be correct. I mean, if this thing is little, your tiny dick might as well be a clit in comparison, right? But tell me, how's it look on me? Looks good, doesn't it? I bet you can't wait for me to ram it inside you. But before I do, come on. Be a good boy and beg me to fuck you with it. Showed me that you paid attention during your lesson. That I won't do it unless I'm satisfied with your begging. I want to hear you loud and clear. Come on. Louder. Louder. Channel your inner slut and beg me from the bottom of your heart. Good boy, good boy. Such honest begging deserves a reward, wouldn't you agree? I hope you're ready, baby. Can you feel the head of the strap-on going inside you? It doesn't hurt, does it? I'm glad. I made sure to use plenty of lube so that it feels as enjoyable as possible as I fuck your little brains out. That I know I can be mean sometimes. But it makes me really happy to see you melt under me as I plow your pussy. Again and again and again. The sound of your moaning with each thrust just turns me on more and more. And more. Come on, moan louder for me, baby. I want to hear you scream my name for everyone I hear. Good boy, good boy, good boy. You know, you should really grow your hair out. I would really love to just pull on it right now. But I guess nothing is stopping me from grabbing your hand right and just plowing you into the bed as hard as I can. So hard it breaks. Didn't you? I can see you came quite a lot. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm honestly a bit of a breath, to be honest with you. That last bit really took all out of me. I don't know what came over me, but God, I just wanted to breed you so badly. So I just really got into it. But I'm glad you had fun. I bet even the neighbors probably heard that one. We'll have to be more careful tomorrow if you don't want to get a noise complaint. But you did a very good job today, baby. And I'm so proud of you, sweet cheeks.